Petersburg's utility director, Carl Hagerman, has been managing the upgrade since planning began in 2018.
It's great to be at the end of this project and see it come online. I've been working on it for 5 years, and it's pretty satisfying to see it come through and work so well.
The hydro plant supplies roughly 25% of the power that Petersburg consumes. The power plant is one of two hydroelectric sources for Petersburg's power and the cheapest one. The hydro plant is nearly 100 years old, although existing equipment was installed in the 1950s. 5 years ago, the borough hired an engineering firm to conduct a conditions assessment of the equipment. They found that some components of the plant were deteriorating. Hagerman says they recommended an upgrade to keep the facility operational and increase the amount of power it generates.
That equipment that they took a look at was built in 1955, and so we've had a really good run with that equipment. And we're hoping with the new equipment that we'll get at least the same amount of time out of that.
The hydroelectric project cost about $9.5 million, which was mostly paid for through a bond. The borough is also hoping for a roughly $3 million grant. The hydro plant is powered by water from a dam at Crystal Lake, located partway up Crystal Mountain, 17 miles south of Petersburg. Water flows through a pipeline, or penstock, down to a powerhouse, where it's pressurized. That pressurized water turns a turbine, which generates the power. After the water goes through the turbine, it flows downhill for use at a state-owned salmon hatchery. Contractors started on-site work in May. Originally, Hagerman had hoped to be done testing the new system in October, but complications pushed the finish date later than expected. Some of the concrete that needed to be torn out of the powerhouse was full of rebar, making it hard to extract. And scheduling experienced personnel to install the equipment once the site was ready proved difficult. But by late last month, the crew was finally ready. Hagerman says the testing process can take quite a bit of time.
With that many different, essentially, points of failure, they need to go through every single wire, every single point, every single mechanical device to make sure it's going to work as it was designed and we get the product that we're paying for.
Hagerman says the testing was completed earlier this month.
Good news is all the testing went very well.
The final step, something that's contractually obligated by the equipment manufacturer, is that the facility be run for 10 days straight to make sure it operates normally. Hagerman says that should be done before the holidays.
Things are really winding down, and the site is actually looking like a real site instead of a construction zone anymore. We didn't think the project would be going this far into the fall, but definitely nice to get it done before Christmas.
There are still a couple of kinks to work out. Water doesn't seem to be flowing properly to the hatchery because of an airlock, but Hagerman says they plan to fix that soon with an air valve, weather dependent. The plant upgrades are expected to last between 50 and 70 years. The vast majority of Petersburg's power comes from hydroelectricity. The borough purchases the rest from the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, a publicly owned consortium that supplies Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan with power at below market rates. When energy loads are high during the winter months, the borough relies on backup diesel power. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.